Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Praise the Lord. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. I want to share with you about kickoff 2026. Kickoff 2026. Please take your seat. At the first service, we learned that from this scripture, grace makes you a different builder. The builder that grace makes you is that it makes you a wise master builder. That simply means that when grace is mentioned, it never connotes carelessness, recklessness, joblessness, foolishness, and all the ineptitudes that we sometimes associate grace with. So over the years, many have forced to associate grace with anything that is not good, or that puts you in autopilot, puts you in neutral gear, hibernation, as if you have nothing to contribute whenever grace is mentioned. But grace gives you a responsibility. In many cases, when Paul had made mention of grace, he is directly linked it to working or laboring. And here he says that the fact that I am actually a wise builder is according to the grace of God that was given to me. Being a wise master builder, that simply means that you cannot build in a masterful way if you are not supported supernaturally. And for Paul, as a child of God, it takes grace to move from just being a builder to being a master builder, and then ultimately becoming a wise master builder. And he says that all of that helped him to lay the foundation of the churches. And here in Corinthians, he's just talking about he planted, Apollos watered, and God brought the increase. He's the first pastor, let's say, of the church, laid the foundation of the church. And he's saying that building is necessary for continuity. However, anyone who wants to build with continuity, with sustainability in mind, must be careful how they build. And in being careful how you build, it says that you must be dependent on the grace of God. That when you are dependent on the grace of God, the grace will give you a certain variable called wisdom to be able to build based on the original or initial deposit that you have been given as a foundation. He said, I've built the foundation. God has given us a foundation of life. That's why you are here in 2026. This is the foundation the Lord has built for you as a master builder. Now, you and I, our responsibility is to build on what God has given to us as an investment, as a deposit, as a foundation to the life that He wants us to live and the plan that He's designed over our destinies. Are you here with me at all? And so you are supposed to be building based on God's plan. And you can't build based on God's plan if you don't have God's grace. You can't also build based on God's plan if you don't depend on God's grace for that wisdom that will make you build according to plan. And so building, not every building is a functional building. And not every building that your hand starts to build will be functional to your unique destiny. The building will be functional when it is built according to God's plan for your life. And certainly, there is a general plan for all believers. I know the plan and thought I have towards you. If you are my child, it's a good plan. But individually, the Lord has plans for us as individual units of human beings. One star differed from another star in glory. There is a glory of the star, the moon, and then the sun. So clearly you can see that God has children and he has planned for every single one of them. He is that much of a detailed God that he says that I know the number of hairs, strands of hair on your hair, and I know each by name. I know every bird, I know every sheep and goat on the thousand hills. God is a very detailed God. And he has plan and purpose for every single thing under the face of the earth as his creation, including the devil. So when the devil is malfunctioning, God puts him right. Because sometimes the devil becomes too lazy. And he doesn't do his work. For many of us here, the way we have misbehaved, if the devil were to work really properly, it should have been something else, you know. So God says to everything, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a purpose, but we have to build according to purpose. Now, we can use the same principles, but the key is to have a dependence on the grace of God to give us the clarity and the details that are needed to build the unique destiny of France 65 days this year. That's the foundation. It's the same foundation for everyone. At the end of the year, some people will be more productive, more fruitful than some others. Not because I am more a Christian than you are. Just because I built better than you did, according to this test. Are you here? Some will build on rock. Some will build on sand. The common denominator is that the rain will come. The fire will test what you build. So all of us, the pressure that inflation will bring to me is the same pressure inflation will bring to you. Are you here? Pressure that climate change will bring to me is the same pressure it will bring to you. You can decide to build a farm without an irrigation system. It's also a farm. It's a rain-fed farming is what you're doing. You are waiting for God's rain to come. It's okay. Somebody can also build a reservoir and harvest rain during the rainy season and decide that he's going to use that to irrigate the farm that he has as a plan, or even build, an irrigation system there, you know, dig, borehole, dredge, connect something to some river and then sprinklers are sprinkling. You can even decide that you irrigate manually to kill yourself before your time when there are sprinklers there. Anyhow you want to build, it's your own. But it says that take heed how you build. Take heed how you build. And so other translation, Amplify said, but let each man be careful how he builds. NLT. ASV says that, NLT says that, but whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. Tell somebody, be very careful this year. I think the message should be very careful this year. Be very what? Careful. NLT says, whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. I saw ASV. He said, but let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Message will be a bit somewhere. Message, dear. Let each carpenter who comes on the job, take care to build on the foundation. Verse 11. Remember, there is one foundation, the one already laid. Jesus Christ is that one foundation. So, the Jesus we have is a great foundation and is our great resource that we are going to use to build this year. Tell somebody that your greatest resource to build this year is Jesus. You must build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. At the first service, we learned that you must build on Jesus. You must what? Your life, Ankasano. You have to build it on Jesus Christ. If you are not building it on the foundation of Jesus Christ, whatever foundation you are building your life on, at some point in time, it will not work. That is, if you are still a child of God, it will crumble. It will crash. It will break down. Your gold, your silver, your touch, your straw, all the materials you use to build, Bible says they will be passed through fire. That fire simply means that you will go through pressure. And when you go through pressure, the pressure of life, your foundation will determine your sustenance. Your sustainability, your survival. He says that if you build well on the rock, you will survive the rain that will bash at the building that you are building. So, why are we talking about this? We are talking about this because if a believer's foundation is not right, his final product of destiny will not be right. The scripture said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundation be destroyed, please look for the scripture and put it there. What can the righteous do? So, the being a believer and having Christ, if you are not careful, you can set aside Christ in your daily walk. That's why you can receive Christ and set him and have prostitution as your business. Or someone's side chick as your business, but you still have Christ. You understand? Or be stealing from your workplace as your earning, but you still have Christ. I'm just saying that the first point in building to last as a believer is that you must build your life on Christ. That simply means that you must be in Christ. You must be born again. And everywhere there is the born again experience, certain fruits, characteristics are expected of the person whose life is built on Christ. Fundamentally, when you build on Christ, you are built to last eternal judgment. You are built to spend life with the Lord Jesus when life here on earth ends. Please, this year, don't build outside Christ. Don't be in Christ and you are contributing money for rituals to be done in your village on behalf of a family. Some of you, when you have funeral that is so close to you, that is when we know how you are building your life. In this Ghana, there is no traditional custom or ritual that supersedes your will to to partake of or not to partake of. They say they want to do widowhood right, that they want to go and bath you at the seaside. If you say, I won't do, there is no law in this country that says that by force the family should do for you. They can do it for themselves. They say, your husband is dead, go and swear. Or sit by a corpse. But when you were coming to marry, did you negotiate that when your husband dies, you sit by the corpse? Or there's any paper, is there any law like that? No, so, but you know, if your life has not been built on Christ, you now become, you begin to become susceptible to all these things because you really don't know your left from your right. When somebody dies, and if the death pains you, how it pains you sometimes would make you to make some emotional decisions. But if you have built your life on Christ, there will be a regulator on the inside. That says, I didn't hear me, but if the Lord is not telling me, I don't need to know it from anywhere. There's no need for that Ebisa. Your forefathers did it. Look at their lives. You too, you want to continue? Small thing, then you want to kiss. When your life is built on Christ, whether someone breaks your heart, whether you feel they wasted your time, they wasted you. You too, you wasted them. It's wasted here and there. Mutual wastage. Then you want to curse. When you finish with this, your defiled mouth, then you now come and what? Receive blessings again. No, now. When your life is built on Christ, you will lose things, but see, there will be a regulator on the inside. Yeah. When you are in pain, when you have losses, when you are spitefully treated. Are you here with me at all? When your life is, your reaction will be different because there is the Holy Spirit on the inside giving you access to the fruit of the Spirit to be able to endure, to be able to stay away from certain things that ordinary people do not have access to. And that is what will regulate the pain there to be there, but it will be regulated. Are you here with me at all? So God gives you this foundation of life for 2026. And with everything God gives people, the management is left to the people those things have been given to. He gave Adam and Eve the garden. They were supposed to dress it and keep it. It was not God's job. He's giving you this life this year. Your job is to dress it and keep it. Your management skill for your life will determine how useful you will become to yourself. This life that you have been given, you are the CEO of it. You can manage or mismanage it. And for many years, we have been managing, mismanaging. Boy. But this year, I know you will dress it and keep it. You know, some people, they live their life like they want to sell it to somebody. Or they want to dash it to somebody. But I like what the Lord says. Dress it and what? Every decision you are taking, understand that is for keeps. The results are for what? Keeps. If I'm making a decision to sleep with somebody, the result is for keeps. To talk with someone for a particular time and a particular conversation, the result is for keeps. You are making a choice. Whatever choice you are making, just understand that it's a dressing. But the real result is for keeps. I'm going to school. I won't go to school. I want to marry before I get the certificate. All these results are for what? Keeps. I'm telling you that you will not make a decision and I will come and keep the result. Bible says that the person who is bitter, the person in the book of Hebrews, will first be affected by the bitterness before the people around the person. But you are the first consumer of the negative effects of the bitterness. So my pastor used to say that every choice is a seed. So when you are making a decision, think. So this year, if you are a student, you can decide that I won't learn or I won't sleep. You know, these days on your phone, no, too many things are calling for your attention. You can decide that by the time you know, you have become a nocturnal being for no important reason. You just don't sleep early. And there is nothing important you are doing for not sleeping early. At the time you do, you always sleep after 12, 1. Like, now 1 and 2 is looking like afternoon for you. But when 1 and 2 was afternoon for people, they were really using it for something important. You were on the phone, sir, what's TikTok, kakra, what's your soap opera, kakra, what's your way, kakra, what's your say? I so when in Gumbisa, oh, she battery, no. Oh, yeah, you are burning the battery. If you want to be functional in the day, you need to build the skill of sleeping in the night or shut your body down if the body is refusing to shut down. Sleep is a skill. Among many other things, if you don't train yourself to sleep, you are going to die before your time. It's a promise I'm making you. Train yourself to sleep. If you don't, and you see, you lose your sleep when you are young, you lose your sleep by not sleeping. By the time you realize, your body just adjusts to not sleeping. And then when you are trying to sleep, then the sleep doesn't come. So if you want to sleep, create that atmosphere and go and lie down and tell your mind that I want you to shut down. God, give me sleep. You even pray on top. Holy Ghost, I beg. I tell God, beg you. Give me sleep. You give your beloved what? Good sleep. And you are there. Not being on your phone when you are trying to sleep. And the light is on when you are trying to sleep. Those of you who can't sleep, you have to remove that TV from your room. Why is that TV in your bedroom? No TV must be in any bedroom. It's called what room? I can't hear. That room is called what? You know, that's not the place you relax and watch. You are there is to sleep, to think, and to recover your life. Too much money is killing some people here. TV everywhere, TV everywhere. No. Even if you say, oh, I struggle to sleep. Just make a decision that I'll drink enough water. I'll go and lie down. The sleep is not coming up. But just lie. If you lie for 21 days, your system will know that now when it's 10 o'clock, I have to shut down. They say, I can't sleep. Except it's a medical condition. The doctors will help you. I can't sleep. But if you don't train yourself to sleep, the sleep, it starts from the mind. Though. Then you want to sleep now, and then you have drunk things that will make you awake. Drunk coffee. You are chewing gum. I drank some soda. Some coke, some you drank some sugar, and you want to sleep. No, you'll be awake. All these things are energy boosting things that will keep you awake. So when you want to sleep, that's why you eat early, and then you start shutting the body down. It's management and keeping yourself. Praise the Lord. I learned how to sleep when I started preaching like plenty. I'll preach from this city. I'll board a plane and go and preach in the next 3 hours in another city. Cross to, and in one day I'm preaching like in three places. Da, da, da. I learned how to sleep. Once I enter the plane, I'm not a pilot. I have no responsibility. My job is to what? Sleep. Some of you sit in a car. You are not a driver, but you drive with the driver. Then change the driver. But get a driver that you can trust. So that when you sit, you can what? I don't know. Am I preaching or I'm dancing? Some of you should change your PA. Change your secretary. Before I continue the message, it's like you're overworking yourself. The work that the PA has to do is a borrowed vessel. Do you know a PA is a borrowed vessel? You can't train a PA more than 1 year. And they are not... You see, they have to scale you up, bring you capacity to do things that you don't want to do. They have to do and make you better. If you are babysitting your PA, it's just a clear sign that you are doing two people's jobs and you are paying somebody for doing nothing. You have to fire that PA like yesterday. Yeah. Can't write a memo, can't write a letter, can't keep you on your schedule. You are reminding the PA to remind you. No, now you don't have a PA now. Or your secretary, when they do work, like you are under pressure to edit and to check if it's okay. No, no, you need intelligent people around you. If that person you call assistant, after 6 months, it's not assisting. Fire. Or shift them to where, bring, share. Do you know the real rulers in systems are admins, chief of staff, HRs. They are the real de facto leaders, like PAs, executive assistant. He has a shadow under control. He can just look at the graph and everything. Based on what you do. If you appoint somebody like that and he's not giving you value, no, it's not numbers. Fire long time. Bibi Omuti. Kai. You'll find out that your stress for your family will be higher. Yes, because the stress they have to take off you at work so that you'll be lighter in doing other things with your family and all of that, it will not be taken. So you come home, you are tired, and then it's on and on. It just becomes cumulative here and there. So once you are paying people to do things around you, dear, you need to get value for it. You can train them, but if it's more than 6 months, you are going too far. Hello? Hi. Accountant with no fee balance sheet. Is this one to an accountant? Dress it and keep it. Keep your space. So you build your life on what? On Christ. That's point number one. Point number two, you build with Christ. What do you do? First one is you what? Build on. Number two is what? Build with Christ. In Colossians 1:16, very quickly please. Colossians 1:16 says that, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. All things were created by him. Because all things were created by him, for you to be able to successfully build your life, you need to be building with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not build alone. when your life is on him, you need to build with him. Proverbs 3:5 says that you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you lean not on your own understanding. That simply means that if you are planning, think about praying. And if you are praying, think about planning. You build with him. You don't build alone. Every step of the way, you should be thinking about building with him. Lean not on your own understanding. The next verse. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your what? Your path. You have to, for you to build important things, you need to learn how to work with professionals. A professional architect, a professional civil engineer or a contractor. Are you here with me at all? If you really want to build important things, you don't build alone. You can have a vision, but you don't build alone. In the spirit, your best and greatest partner is Jesus. If you are not building your family with Jesus on a daily basis, step by step basis, you will go ahead of yourself. And what you are building, even though you will start that, oh, I'm trying to cook rice, by the time you know it has become rice porridge. Because the person to tell you that the quantity of water you are pouring is too much, you did not engage the person, so you just poured rice and water together. And it became water rice. Rice water. Instead of rice. He said, you lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he shall direct. Building with Jesus will give him an opportunity to direct your path. It's a mindset. It's a spiritual consciousness you come to by faith that I will not take steps without consulting the Lord. I will not take steps without finding out the will of God in the matter. How God sees it. How I won't do it without involving and engaging him. He can be present and he is not engaged. He was present at the wedding of Cana. But until he was engaged, he never turned the water into wine. He can be present in your heart and he's not engaged in your daily life. I think that distinction is very important for this point. Ask somebody, are you engaging him? You know, sometimes we are in a church like this. We are struggling to do something that some people have capacity for here, but we are not engaging them. That's why we are struggling. When Michael came to the church, I didn't know he was an MD. I didn't know he was a sound engineer. We were struggling with our sound. He was here. Pepe, pepe. Obe kwa noti. Overflow. Nini manu. Michaela ni. A champion obi. Omo te tayo. No huna washa ni Michael Jackson. Leda. A trao ni. Ni ishu noti. Wasa no. Oshe mkwa la. Nuna. Ujai ni yone so. Pa unko tunyum. Onwa nasem. Or to you, na ni pay nim. Or to ya to shino. Ya to dry ya sound, no. Low sinu boom me can't see any boom boom boom. Some make money pa. Oh, be bia say. No, what thing or some ran after me. He na ask mommy. That's Jesus for you. He can just be here. He can be in your life. And if you have not engaged him, he's just there. He will not always engage himself. The Holy Spirit will not always engage himself in your life. That's why there is a word called dependence. Dependence is you taking the initiative that I need you. So help me. Are you here at all? Is not he out of his will and his sovereignty always stepping up? Of course, he's doing so much that you don't see. But you should let your human weakness make you depend on his supernatural strength. Building with Jesus. When you see someone who is building with Jesus on a daily basis, you see the way their lives, they live it. They are content. They are patient. They are full of faith. They don't let event determine their mood with the Lord. They don't let event determine the quality of their faith. It's their faith they use to change their conditions. From their position of faith, they change their conditions. As for the conditions, they can be bad for everyone. But from where you sit and who you are sitting with, you can use your condition to change your position, to change your condition. That's working with Jesus. Someone says he wants to marry me. You can't just use physical attributes that you like to accept the person. Of course, they are important. But you have to go to the drawing board and go and consult the master builder. This guy that I'm... Have you seen how you love people who never loved you? Or who did not have the latitude of love for you beyond 3 years? They didn't have it. You know, sometimes you cried your heart out. But the truth of the matter is that that marathon is a sprinter. And you have contracted a sprinter for a marathon. He has an expiry date. He doesn't have the elasticity to go the extra mile with you. Your journey is too long and your love is too deep for his shadow life. And if you had consulted Jesus to try to build with Jesus, he would have told you that guy is good, but it's for the short term. Are you here with me at all? Tell somebody the Lord is still very, very active. Do not live your life as if God is abstract. Please talk to somebody. Don't live your life as if God is a theory. It's an abstract. Tell someone, God is real. He's experiential. He's real. With Jesus this year. I'm building with Jesus step by step. Building with Jesus. Sister Biba, I was here. Elijah BC office was worried. And Elijah was a different Elijah. Very different one. He's not married before, class, educated, clean. He's not a radical Muslim. He does not believe in marrying multiple women. You see that all these conditions, he choke. So it's looking like if you really close one eye that is a Muslim and you're a Christian, this is like a perfect guy. You know me so? And the money to choke. Catch your sister and say, we're a speck on speck. But I can prophesy to you with my eye open. Naked eye prophecy. It is time will show you that this is a no-go area. Because when the foundation is destroyed, there is nothing that the righteous can do. And when you have Jesus in your mind and you are building with Jesus, you will see the red flag even before the flag is hoisted. Tell somebody, I'm building with Jesus this year. One more time. Tell someone, I'm building with Jesus. I'm building. I'm going to build with Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want us to end here by saying that you, in building with Jesus, you have to, one, be dependent on Jesus. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Daily dependence on Jesus. How? Number one, 2 Timothy 3, 15 and 16. You should know the Holy Scriptures. Second thing. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. What kind of a builder are we looking at? Wise master builder. The Scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. That wisdom you are looking for, a daily productive life with Jesus, it comes from your fixation on the consumption of the Scriptures. Holy Scriptures. You should know the Scriptures more than your face. Holy Scriptures. You want to marry? Know the Scriptures about the boundaries of Christian marriage. Do business, boundaries about Christian business. Remember, the foundation is a potential you have been given. Inside there, you will build your family. You will build ministry. You will build career. All these ones have their own dynamics. They are all in the Holy Scriptures. When there is a conflict, know the Holy Scriptures. When you are offended, know the Holy Scriptures. Am I preaching or I'm dancing? Yeah, know the Holy Scriptures. You should be self-regulatory with the help of the Holy Spirit. I actually wanted to start a preaching, which I will start next Sunday, with Proverbs chapter 6. Go to the ant. He has no captain. Our generation, we are captainless generation. No supervisor. But you can still make it if you follow the principles of God. Praise the Lord. When you become very powerful and you are the head of that organization, head of that home, and you don't submit to anybody except God, do you understand? Teacher waiting, no dey ko kira there. On waiting atra, and omo obias waiting. Because na dream na no na ya answer. Answer no so nye. Enti enu anu obi obeshe obi ana ye nyina ye de etiko. Nka teacher no so wo teacher. We so waiting. Just imagine how many teachers have made people fail their exams. Because teacher Nathan owned himself with tea. Because he has no. That's why the Holy Spirit is not only our helper, it's also our guide. It's what? I can't hear you at all. Yeah, Jesus, he didn't come to be serving you food and marriage and all those. He wants to be part of that business, guiding you through. Because whatever you have, he gave it to you. And he wants to guide you so that you don't waste what he has suffered to secure for you with his blood. So, know the Holy Scriptures. Do what? A Christian who doesn't know the word of God is going nowhere. Assemble home. The word in your heart is what gives you balance. It gives you what? Whether kwedro so men kwedro so. What is in your heart? When Satan met Jesus, it was the word in Jesus. He said, it is written. It is said. And no, this year, Bronson. When the Hebrew boys were faced with burning furnace, instant judgment, they said, King, we are not careful about this matter because we've been reading about our God, not be today. that serve no other God except the Lord God Almighty. And who by charity? Who by annoying? Who by cheating? Who by tutoring? Barbecue us. We are not careful about this. You see, when the scriptures are rich in your heart, you are not careful about your skin, about your flesh. Whether you will die, you will not die, whatever, doesn't matter. You are even happy to die and go and be with the Lord. The good thing is that your life will be so fruitful here on earth if you depend on the word of God. And the word of God, it will not enter you by the Holy Spirit. From a child, and I said in the first service, I said we should render it out. From being a child of God. Being what? A child of God. Not just kiddie. Please put the Timothy there. 2 Timothy 3:15. From being a child of God. I have known the scriptures which are able to make me wise through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The next thing that you're going to do, and because of this, if you are going to be successful, the scriptures are going to help you build your faith. They are going to help you do what? As for faith, you don't think you need it though, until when you become anxious in life. Recently, I was talking to somebody. I said, "At the end, we shows our hope so control mind and mind in control. When the man at the end, tear fast. Now we have not can. What I say? It's called anxiety. Who near you? We have to be shows." Na nyoma and nyoma omo time nso ya no omo ba. God, I think God beg you. O be saw da sa na nya ne o. Na you man should say. O be say demonic, and demonic is called anxiety. And if you will be anxious for nothing, the thing that will have to eat that anxiety from you is saturating your mind, transforming your soul with the scriptures, building your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith, speaking the word over you. 2026 is my year of grace. I'm in the grace zone. Grace is working for me. No matter whatever is ahead of me, grace has taken charge of it. God is with me. He's on my side. Who is he that saying a thing for it to be established? If God has not decreed it, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, grace is for us. Grace. Praise the Lord. How are all these things going to happen? Look at verse 16. He said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, go, please. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It's too powerful. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead that is appearing in his kingdom. Oh, this is chapter 4. Yeah. So in that chapter 3, we see it clearly. Then Timothy now is instructed by God that study to show yourself approved. It's a choice. It's what? It's a choice. If you don't have a Bible, buy a Bible. I'm telling you, buy, even if you have Bible on your phone, but take money, go to a bookshop. Know that me, Kobna, I bought a Bible. The same way you have bought a wig and shoe. know that I bought what? Write your name inside. Bible, bought on so so and so date by Francis Obin with my own money. I believe in what this word says I am. I believe what it says I am. Buy it. Place value on your faith. Then start studying the word of God. Study means you are intentional about knowing. And you have made the choice that you will not run in the air. You will sit down and read to know. Read what is matter. Matter is anything, blah, 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 blah. What is an atom? Atom is what is faith? You are studying. Topically, you are studying. This year is our year of grace. You are not waiting for me to come and preach. Oh, you will learn that grace from the Bible. And when I come and preach, you will behave like the Bereans. You will be examining the preaching. When you go back, you go and listen and listen and listen. I told somebody, I said, the message I preach at the all night, you have to listen to it 10 times to understand what God is trying to say. It's so simple. When something is simple, it's dangerous. You will miss it. Study. If you have lost your ability to read the Bible, you are not part of the race. Can you tell somebody? You read social media news. You read political news. You read your books. If you have lost your appetite, your ability to read the Bible, whether it's a digital Bible or it's a physical Bible, if you have lost your ability, you have a smartphone that can read to you. It can even read to you whilst you are conscious and whilst you are asleep, read to your subconscious and just put the John. The book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. Put it on play. It will read by the time you wake up in the morning, you'll be somewhere in Revelation. The phone would have read to you. Or put your phone on podcast. Lower it as you are sleeping. It's sinking in, sinking in, sinking in, sinking. You have to build with Christ. Yeah, would baby, I would say, hey, I'm in front of the Holy Ghost must give you direction. Do you understand? A scripture must pop up. Yes, I will be a ha ha ha. Yes, Christ, and we are. What is all coming from the papa? My father, my father. Ashakalaba kataka.
He's got time set, seasons in his hands. He out of darkness.
You don't need a man to be the God you are. You are chosen to call me your.
You are God. Come on.
Yes, 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 yes.
more time.
Oh, you are God.
You are God. You to close your eyes and pray. Father, I cannot take one step without you. Help me to first of all have a mind and a consciousness to always depend on you for guidance, to depend on you, Jesus, to build my life with you this year, to build on you and to build with you every step of the way. I need you to close your eyes and pray. Just focus on the Lord and pray. Lord Jesus, I don't want to miss you. I don't want to lose you in my sight, in my focus. Stay, keep me focused on you. Keep my mind stayed on you for peace. Barakoshera kapataya elekopere sonde lepete ikwalanda loko sepeliko eshekopatata lata isokloperiso lepe. My God, eko pashokalaba, eko pashokalaba, epeka shokalaba, elekwatelia klepetose, ikwatara bapasa, ashele kwatere mende, etelia pelesere. Help us, Lord, to keep you in focus, to keep you in focus. Yes, Lord. Jesus' name.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.